stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
The Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine releases issues bi-monthly committed to bringing you the very best content from experts around the globe.
With excellence as our standard, we know that you'll soon agree with our goal to become the number one online lifestyle magazine in the world within 24 months.
Our team has committed ourselves to making Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine a household name around the globe.
GLM is a tool created to add value to the lives of men and women globally.
And to reinforce the Jaguare lifestyle in which our brand represents,
ranging from family and relationships, faith and spirituality, success and personal development, business and finance, health, sports, entertainment and fashion, food and travel, education and technology.
To connect with either Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine or Jaguare Inc., visit their websites, JaguareLifestyle.com. That's GIGARELifestyle.com.
Welcome back to Relationships 3D, folks. It's Relationship Sunday on Bashani and iHeartRadio worldwide, folks. Every Sunday, we're bringing you some of the hottest topics on relationships. And today, we want to ask you this wonderful question. But before I get into the question of the day, I want to welcome my good friend, Dr. Tershia Hamilton. What's up?
What's in the party, people?
All day long. Get it ready, because we're getting ready to have a blast, folks. I have a question for you today, and that question is, are you ready for success? Uh-oh, yes, that's right. We're talking about something that everybody is talking about. You say you want it, but do your actions actually show that you're ready for success? Now, many people will have multiple different definitions for success. What's success for Dr. B may not necessarily be success for you, or what's success for Dr. Tershia may not be success for you. So we want you to get your pen and pads out today. We want to talk about that word success. One, what does it mean to you? Two, how do you measure it? Three, how do you go after it? All right, so let's talk about it. What does success look like for you, Dr. Tershia? We're not talking about anybody else. We're only talking about Dr. Tershia right now. What does success look like for you?
Happiness. If I could define it in one word, it's happiness. If I can be happy with my relationship, where my relationship is, if I can be happy with the career choice that I have, if I can be happy with my business, if I can be happy with my family, that to me is success. Because, and I say this because, it does not necessarily mean that I'm exactly where I want to be, but I'm okay with the position that I'm in at the moment. I'm okay with, my mental growth, my spiritual growth, my relationship growth. I'm okay with being here. If I look back where I was, I'm no longer there, and I can see a path to where I want to go, and I'm happy with where I am, I would say that's success, especially if I have a forward moving trajectory in whatever area. So like financially, I'm not where I want to be, but does that mean I need to be unhappy about it? Absolutely not. Am I still doing the things that I want to do at this stage in my life? If so, I'm successful and still moving forward. So for me, that would be, if I had to define success in one word, it would be happiness. How do you define success, Dr. V? I know you got all kind of analogies and acronyms. He about to give us one word that means 14 different things. What's the acronym?
Oh man, you know what? I'm not even really gonna put an acronym on it. This is something that is very simplistic. So simplistic, Dr. T, it becomes complex, okay? When you, and I love the way that you put it together. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna add to what you said. In a simplest state, for me, success is perpetual progress. It's perpetual progress. Because if I only look at a certain milestone, what happens when I achieve it? What happens when I make it to that realm or that plateau, right? I don't want to stop there. So for me personally, Dr. V says success is perpetual progress. Now let's take that a step further. Success is also personal. I don't only want success. Because success says, what did I accomplish? I love the way you broke that down. You said my relationship, my career, my business, my family, right? My spirituality, my this, my that. Notice how I'm saying it, folks. My. Success says what you have accomplished. And are you really ready for what you've accomplished? Now, I'm going somewhere. So let's look at success as my thing. My goal, my dream, my reality. And when we start breaking that thing down, how do you measure it? Because remember, we talked about what it is. How do you measure it? You measure success by the goals that you put out there. Well, when I say perpetual progress, whenever somebody's dealing with me in a coaching or whatever, if you come to any one of my offices, you always see trackers. I want to get this done by this time and dot, 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 dot. That's for me to say, I feel as if I'm a success at accomplishing my goals. But let me take you to another realm and to another level. Success is all good, but it's always all you. Significance is when you start focusing on other people. Now, some people will beg to differ. Oh my God, no. In the corporate setting, when we say success for a team, it's this, it's that. Yes, that's true. It's success for your team. It's still what you have personally accomplished. But when we begin to look at significance, significance begins to say, what can I help others accomplish? What can I do to make a difference in other people's lives? But let's go back to what we were talking about. Are you ready for success? Because today we're talking about you. What is the relationship goal in your life? What is the financial goal in your life? What is the career goal in your life? What is the family goal in your life? Because if you don't know what your goals are, it's going to be extremely hard for you to share it with other people. And relationships are about one or two or more people, right, coexisting. You've got relationships on your job, right? You got relationships in your family. You've got relationships in your finance. Uh-oh, okay, Dr. V, you playing with me. Yes, let me give you your relationship with your finance. This is Dr. V speaking. Every dollar I earn, I have a relationship with. I give it a name. And I give it a mission, right? So I've made a relationship with my finance. And I begin to say to myself, you are X, whatever that name is. It may be vacation. you may be relaxation. You may be there. And then I'm going to tell you to go reproduce after your own kind. See, success is personal. The question is, are you truly ready for success? You can start talking about success in your spirituality. Are you growing every day? Remember, my definition is perpetual progress. Are you growing every day for education? And education doesn't have to be in a textbook. It could literally be from someone else. It could literally be from an experience or whatever the case may be. Are you growing in every area of your life? Dr. T, you often hear me talk about productivity 360. That's where that comes from. Because I want to have perpetual progress in every area. I don't want to be the greatest in this and just horrible in this. Now, when I make the analysis, I figure out, man, you got an F over here. Okay, you got an A over here. And then you may have some B's, C's, and D's in your life, right? But the question is, what are you doing with the F? Number one, you need to strengthen that weakness. Number two, if you find yourself being able to bring that weakness up, but may not be able to get it to a great status, the next thing you need to do is learn how to staff or delegate that weakness. So when we ask you, are you ready for success? Here's one that you can write down. Does your audio match your video? Because a lot of people talk a good game, right? What they want to do, what they want to accomplish, how they doing X and how they doing Z. But when you go behind the veil and you get behind the curtain, they just sitting there. They ain't doing nothing. So the question of the day is, are you ready for your success? And if so, how do you track it? What are some of the things, Dr. T, that you utilize to examine your happiness? Because you said success for you is happiness in, you know, these different arenas. I'm quite sure that, you know, whatever the time period, I don't know, once a month, once a week, once a quarter, whatever, you may do something to analyze your state of happiness in a specific area or in totality. Talk to us a little bit about that.
That's a good question. How do I analyze success and happiness, right? Mm-hmm. Well, one, if I can look at this, if I can look at my things to do list and I see stuff crossed off, that's one, because I've actually done the tasks that I set forward. Mm-hmm. For me, one of the ways that I have to do it is talk to the people that are closer to me, because I know that sometimes I need reminders. You know, like some of us, I'm saying, talk about myself, but I know a lot of people like this. We're so in the trenches with what we do. We're so in the middle of it that we don't necessarily see our own growth. We don't necessarily see our own forward trajectory. So having people around you that can actually help you see those things, help you get out of your where you are and step back to look at the bigger picture is a huge help. So that's what I would say, like just looking at analyzing the tasks that needed to get done in order to move me toward a goal, and then being able to step back outside of myself and look at where I am with respect to the goals are ways that I can say that I look at success and happiness. And it'll always coincide. They don't always coincide, which is why it's, you know, I mentioned having the friends around, because I'll see I've checked off, you know, the boxes, and sometimes I've crossed off most of the things on the list, and I know that my that I've moved forward, but it's not always enough for me. Like I still hadn't reached the goal. That's why I said it's good to have the people around you to help you move out of your own way. And see what needs to happen, what has happened, where you've gone. And that's a beautiful thing. Having a street team, having a cheering section, having a reality check. You know, people that care enough about you to be like, you know what, you actually did this, this, and this, and you're good. Or to say, look, you need to quit tripping, go on about your business, because you're doing what you're supposed to do. Stop. Just stop. Like, whatever that is for you, that's a good thing to have.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when I begin to look at that and, you know, how do I track my success or my daily living? You already know I have multiple different trackers, and I created a productivity planner that really helps me to manage a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day, I always do self-analysis. you know, once a quarter, I do a self-analysis. And then, of course, I go back over and I look at my businesses and I look at the goals that I had. Did I accomplish those goals? I do that every week in terms of goals, because in the planner, it has all that kind of set up. What did I leave open? You know, what are some of the things that I want to accomplish within that quarter? I always try to get people to think forward thinking. You mentioned that earlier, Dr. T. Forward thinking is something that allows you not only to be in the moment, but to live the moment when that moment comes, if that makes sense. Because if I sit back, watch this, if I sit back and I just let the day come to me, I'm going to forget some things. But if I think on the day long before the day comes, then I'll be prepared to do some things. Now, you can never be prepared for what will happen in a day, but you can be prepared for that day, if that makes sense. So what I try to help people do is forward think. Look far enough in advance to where you would be prepared to do certain things, even if you get a couple of roadblocks or whatever along the way, or new doors that open up. So my tracking abilities or my traceability for success is merely putting the things that I want to accomplish before me and in multiple different ways. One of the things that I do, Dr. T, is I have, you know, a reminder that pops up on my phone. Am I investing or am I wasting time? You will very rarely, even though I like to talk, you will very, very rarely see me what some people will call shooting the breeze for too long. Why? Because I'm reminded that time is something that I can't get back. So if I sit with you talking about nothing and it's not going to go nowhere, I'm not either helping you or you're helping me in some shape, form, or capacity, that's a problem for me, you know? And that's what most people don't do. They don't watch this. And this is going to be, you know, pretty interesting to people. You get 24 hours in a day. That's nothing new. There's 7 days in a week. If you can find one person that can add, watch this, another hour to that 24 hours, let me know. If you can add another day to the calendar, let me know. But as far as I know now, there's only 7 days in a week and you only get 24 hours in a day. So what you do with those 24 hours and how you maximize your 7 days of the week is what matters. So when you ask yourself, are you ready for success? Here's a question that I have for you. How do you respect your time? How do you respect your time? That is the key thing for success, because you will never be able to accomplish a goal if you haphazardly do things. Oh yeah, today I think I'll work on that. No, if it's a project, you need to get it done. You got to have a timeline. Whether you're going to spend 5 minutes for the next 7 days, 35 minutes, or you're going to do 35 minutes when you first wake up to complete it. You got to put a timeline on it. Mm-hmm. So when I ask that question, it's really a loaded question, Dr. T. Are you ready for success? And then when you start dealing with, are you ready for success in a relationship? That's totally different. Because first, you got to get yourself together. And then second, you got to consider. That word consider is so powerful. You got to consider the other person. Consider their mind, their emotion, their will, their thought pattern, right? Their mentality. You got to consider all that. Do you know how beautiful it is to have a relationship where you can really coexist and enjoy each other? Do you know how much it really takes to have a successful relationship? That's why we're here. That's why we talk to you guys every single Sunday, to help you to see things differently. Because if you have what I call a roadblock mentality, meaning that all this stuff, if this goes on and dot, 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 I can't do this and I can't do that. Let me say this to you all. The word can't, won't, not, all of those things, those are kind of like absolutes. And I'm here to tell you that along your journey to success, you may change that can't, that won't, that not at some point in time. And you could sit here and say, no, never, never, never. That's another one of those words, never, right? But remember, you as a human being are always evolving. So what you didn't like 2 days ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, you may end up liking today. So how do you track success? First, it's predicated on how you define success. Mm-hmm. Then it's sticking to your statement and actually doing it. I hope this is making sense to you guys, because I love it. Talk to me, Dr. T. What's on your mind?
So one of the questions that I want to have us answer is, how does someone actually, how do I say it? How does someone actually get ready for success? What are some key specific things that somebody can actually do to get ready for success? One of the things that you just said was real powerful, and I was in the middle of writing it down and I didn't get a chance to write it down. So I'm hoping that you will say it again, because it just slipped my mind. But if I had to mention a couple things that I think would be specific actionable steps for someone to get ready for success. One is to have a goal. Two is to create the plan to reach that goal. Now, that means creating short and long-term plans in the middle of, you know, creating the larger plan for that goal. For example, if I have a patient or a client that wants to lose 150 pounds, mm-hmm. that's the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. We're not going to stay at 150 pounds in our mind. We just know that's the ultimate goal, because if I say, all right, let's work on 150 pounds today, that's not even reality. Mm-mm. That's not even reality. So you create the plan for 150 pound weight loss. First thing I'm going to say is, we want to lose 150 pounds. Let's realistically consider 2-3 years. We're going to create a plan that's 2-3 years out. Have people done it in less time? Absolutely. It's not always safe. It's not always effective. It doesn't always last. We want long-term success. We want to reach that goal and not have to slide back. So let's realistic look at 2-3 years. This is the plan. So if we're going to say 3 years, let's say 50 pounds a year. That's not that hard. 150 pounds a year is more inconceivable than 50 pounds a year. So if we look at each year, then we can break that down. All right, so this is the goal for this year. What's the goal for the first, second, third, fourth quarter of the year? What's the goal for each month? What do I have to do this week? What's going to happen today? And by putting the plan in place based on the goal that you have, those are two steps that you can use to actually create success.
Okay. Okay. I could definitely go with that. And when you look at it, the question is, how do you get ready for success? And I know this is going to sound very simplistic. And people are going to be like, come on, Dr. V, stop playing, whatever the case may be. Okay. How do you get ready for success? Start.
Good answer.
Start. First thing is to start. Second thing is to break down what success looks like to you. Right? The third thing is, don't stop. Mm. And then the fourth thing is, continue. Now, I know people are going to say, wait a minute, don't stop, continue. Wait. Come on, Dr. V, stop playing. I told you it was going to be so simple that you're going to make it complex. Let me break it down for you. If I say I want to get ready for something, I got to do something about it. That's where the start comes in. If I say that I want something, I got to know what that something is. That's where the breakdown comes in. If I say I really want something, I know it's going to take effort, so I can't stop. Just because I see a little result don't mean I can stop. Just because I don't see a result as of yet don't mean I can stop, right? Then fourth, once I start to see results, continue. At the end of the day, it's so simplistic that it becomes complex. Start, break it down, don't stop, and continue. And watch this. Even after you achieve that goal, start again. There's a new goal, right? Because again, it's all predicated on you. For me, it's perpetual progress. So the only way that I'm going to get progress is if I start. The only way I'm going to continue on the path of the perpetual progress that I desire is for me to break down, what does that mean? Okay, I'm an author. So that means I have to continuously be writing, right? I'm a speaker. So if I'm a speaker with the ER, that means I have to keep doing it, right? So that I have to keep speaking. So if I'm an author and I'm a speaker, then I got to do those things, right? I'm a businessman. That means I have to be in the business of doing business. Multiple businesses, serial entrepreneur. I have to break down what that looks like for every one of my businesses or my business endeavors, right? So if I wrote a book 7, 10 years ago, unless you only want to be a one book wonder, right? Then you got to continue. But I had to start somewhere, right? And I had to break down my goal. So if I want to create 1,000 books before I die, then I got to have a, watch this, process so that I can track my progress, right? So I started, I broke down detailed goals as to what am I trying to accomplish. Then I can't stop. Don't stop. Just because you created one doesn't mean that the 999 are just going to appear, right? That means I have to build, watch this, everything that I talk about, everything that people know me for are part of my breakdown process. If I am going to be, watch this, a person who deals on relationships like we're talking about on this show, as a relationship guy, I have to build strategic relationships, meaningful relationships, and lasting relationships. So watch this. Author, we wrote this book together, right?
Right.
Speaker, I'm speaking every Sunday. Every Sunday we're together. And what are we doing? Speaking. But this is one aspect of speaking from radio. But there's also aspects of speaking to colleges, to organizations, to groups, and so on and so forth. Because watch this. Here's another one for you to write down. Everything has to sustain itself. After you break all this stuff down and you write it out, you really start saying, God, dog, I got a lot going on. Yes, you do. But if you don't manage what you have going on, if you don't create a system for what you have going on, then you won't find, in my definition, perpetual progress. You see what I'm saying? So author, speaker, serial entrepreneur, running magazines. This stuff doesn't do it by itself, right? I wish it would. I wish I could just speak it and it happens. But building strategic relationships, meaningful relationships, lasting relationships, this is how you do this. Here's where relationships, collaborations, and partnerships come in. You can't do this stuff by yourself. No man or woman is an island, right? So with that, you gotta learn how to utilize, watch this, your sphere of influence, and also help other people along the way. Think about this, Dr. T. 5 days out of the week, someone is being influenced because I started a process. Today is Relationship Sunday, right? On Follow Through Friday, there's another show that I do, right? On Make It Happen Monday, I have a client that has a show, right? On Work It Out Wednesday, I have another client that has a show, right? On Turn It Around Thursday, there's another client. That's 5 days out of the week that somebody is doing something because I decided I want a perpetual progress. It's the same thing for you. When you look at your cookbook, right? And you look at your other show, and you look at all the students that you've been able to pour into. See, when we start peeling the onion back on success, remember as we started the show, success looks different for everybody. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you've got to ask yourself, self, did I take the time to figure out what I really wanted? Because if you're not strategic about what you want, you'll go with whatever the wind kind of takes you. So successful people are people who are dialed in. They're people who are laser focused. They're people who have an affinity to accomplish goals, but at the same time, they start seeing that their success becomes significant when the sphere of influence starts taking flight. Hopefully that makes sense. So start, right? That's number one. Break down, number two. Don't stop, number three, and continue. So simple, it's complex. But that's success in a nutshell for me. That's how I get ready for it. And you can use that in any industry, in any business model, and it's gonna work. Does that make sense?
Makes all the sense. I would like to add one thing before we close the show out. Get your mind right.
Absolutely.
As you are working towards success, always work on your mindset. The coaches that I've worked with in the past and the coaches that I've interacted with and will work with in the future, whether they are coaches for me or their colleagues who coach, they always start with mindset. Mm-hmm. Even as a naturopathic doctor, I always start with mindset. Somebody comes into my office and they're like, Doc, you're my first naturopath. I want to make some changes. I want to do things the holistic way. Are you really ready? Mm-hmm. Ask them, what are your goals? Are you really willing to make the changes that need to be made? Oh, yeah, no. Before you give me that quick answer, I want you to actually think about it. Because it doesn't, like, your response doesn't affect me. Your response affects you.
Absolutely.
Are you really willing to do the things that it takes to see the results that you want to see? What you mean? Well, that means that you're going to have to do some things differently. You're going to have to think about some things differently. You're going to have to add some things into your life and into your daily routine. You're going to have to remove some things, some people, some actions. Are you in the right mindset? And if they give me a yes, or they give me a, you know, truthful answer, you know, I'm about 80% ready. I'm about 75%. I can work with that. If they're right, like, I'm 110%, they answer too quick, I don't know. You might not be ready because you went too quick. So work on your mindset. Your mindset does not have to be 100% correct, right, there in the beginning, but you need to be working on it. Find some success coaches. Find some mindset coaches. Find some motivational speakers. Find some books on success and manifesting success that will keep you growing. And as you finish that, you achieve that mental goal, you move to the next one. Find those people that will help you move to the next level. I know there was one point in my life that I was in a pretty not good place.
Come on now, watch out. What?
Really not good place. I had actually found that several years later, I had purchased some CDs by Les Brown. I put those CDs, it was a 6-CD pack. Actually, in my car, I happened to have a 6-CD changer. I put all of those in my car. Mm-hmm. I had a 1-hour commute to and from work. That was the only thing I played. And when I tell you Les Brown helped me through that time period. Now, of course, he's talking about work and mindset and all of this stuff, but just in my personal life,
right,
life that I, you know, every part of my life, it helped. Eventually, I was able to move away from that and into another area. Mindset, get your mind right. That's all.
Look, at the end of the day, I love it. There are so many different ways that we can peel this onion back. We wanted to give you an opportunity to hear what we say is success. We want to hear from you. We want to know what your definition of success is. Drop it in the Facebook group. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about your goals, your aspirations, your dreams, right? And let's see, are you really ready for the success that you say that you seek? Because the only way that you will ever know if you're ready is if you have some form of measuring tool. I hope that you guys are picking this up. When you have a measuring tool that can honestly show you where you are, that's when you're really ready. But if you're just doing something and you've got yes men or yes women around you, everything sounds good. That's not what we're talking about, folks. We want you to be ready. And if you're not ready, we want you to get ready. Why? Because it's about perpetual movement. It's about forward progress. It's about happiness, love, and oh, wait a minute. Never mind. All right, folks, listen. It's been a pleasure talking to you on this Relationship Sunday right here on Bashani and iHeartRadio Worldwide. Every Sunday, Relationships 3D. And if you haven't already, go ahead and pick up the book, Three Dimensions of Hot and Spicy Relationships. I'm messing with
you. Body and spirit. Body and spirit.
Now, look, I need y'all to understand that actually singing was not our first calling. So don't be mad. We're just making joyful noises over here. Y'all know what I'm all right, folks, man. It's definitely a pleasure. Can't wait to see you guys next week right here on Relationships 3D. We'll talk to you soon. Blessings and peace.
Peace out.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.